I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was very cool. I had not heard that backstrip thing until Toby just said it in the update.
That's good, brother.
I love Backy's going to travel with Obi.
Hell yeah.
If there's one dude that deserves
to be
there.
He scored a lot of those.
Yeah, man. Yo, B, what is that? What are you getting randomly shown a picture of a dude for?
Nah, it was somebody that I told him I saw.
All right. Phone lines are lit up. Coming up in about 30 minutes.
Everything goes on air with JP.
B is going to join the program. I do need to update everyone that Jeff is trying to teach Toby how to slide into girls' DMs on Instagram. We're going to do that at 1:45 because right now the phone lines are lit up. Folks want to talk about their most memorable NCAA tournament moment. Let's start with Scott in Silver Spring. What up, Scotty?
Hey, fellas. What's happening?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
I'm good. It's two, actually, but it's both because I felt so bad for the guys. The first was Freddie Brown from Georgetown, and I think it was 82 or 83 when he passed the ball right to James Worthy.
We were just talking about that.
Okay, and I'm sorry.
It was in the break.
Oh, I'm just saying, that memory there, yeah.
And then Weber, when he called timeout, man, I felt bad because, you know, tough, man. Tough when you play sports and something like that happens.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, man. Understand. Good call, man.
You get to that moment and you know, you want to be remembered, but not for making the wrong play.
Well, dude, that whole Fab Five, the 2 years of that Fab Five, because Weber went pro after his sophomore season, that was electric, man. Back then, there wasn't social media. There wasn't a ton of – there was Sports Center, so you got to see the highlights. But, like, when that Michigan team was
with
on.
With them long shorts.
Dude, they had the long shorts.
Way down past their knees.
Played so fast and up-tempo.
Yes.
They, like, I mean, they, you know, they've done the 30 for 30 on it, which is really good. They changed. There are, like, rare inception points in life that change the world.
Yeah.
That was one of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Dude, it's I put on. So, my undershirt here is the Under Armour, like, dry fit stuff, right? And now everybody's got dry fit.
Yeah.
But when Under Armour first came out with these shirts, they changed the world.
Oh, yeah.
Because when's the last time you put on just a straight old-fashioned cotton polo?
Don't.
Never. Nobody does.
Nah.
Cotton people might be mad. I'm sure cotton's getting sold in some other capacity. Jason is in Bethesda. Jay.
What up, Jay?
What do you remember most?
Yeah, what's up, guys? So definitely for me, my favorite March Madness memory, I was lucky enough to be in the building in 2006 when George Mason beat UConn to go to the Final Four. Just a great game, a highly played game by both teams. Even though it's a huge upset, UConn actually played pretty well. George Mason just shot from three incredible. I think, in my opinion, that's the greatest sporting event in the history of the Capital One Arena, which is almost 30 years old now.
Hold on, dog. I think that's the Caps best memory.
No, I'm saying in the arena.
Oh, because they won it in
no,
Vegas.
No, but in the arena. Although I was on the road, I'm saying in the arena. And I was going to say, if Ovechkin passes Gretzky at home, then I think you could put that above George Mason, UConn. But if you just look at the history of the arena, I mean, what home game involving the Wizards or Georgetown or even the Caps is as good as George Mason, UConn for the Final Four?
It's a good question, and I'll confess to not knowing this. Where did the Mystics win their title?
I don't know.
That would be an interesting one. I mean, the Caps was on the road. The All-Star game that was at Capital One Arena, when it was then called, I think, Verizon Center.
Yeah.
It might have been called MCI Center back then.
That was an All-Star game.
But that was an awesome game. You remember that when Vince Carter and Allen Iverson brought him back? They were down like 25?
Yeah.
You might be right, dude. That's a very –
How's it going?
That's a good one. If somebody could think of a better
– I don't know what year it was. I mentioned this in the break, too. Anybody remember when Georgetown was in the NCAAs and – they opened up the game, and every shot, I think it was against University of Houston, Pat Ewing was blocking everything that somebody put up, and they called goaltending several times on him. I can't remember the game, though, or what year it was. I mean, I think it's Houston. I don't know if it's for sure, but if anybody didn't know it, when you call in, let us know.
We need a Georgetown guy because they exist. Like, I need somebody that's a Georgetown guy because what in Ewing's 3 years, they went to three, or maybe Ewing was there 4 years. I think they went to three Final Fours and two natties that they lost. So who did they beat? Because they lost to Villanova, right, when nobody thought Nova should be there. And then they definitely lost to Carolina when the one kid threw the pass to the wrong guy and MJ knocked down the shot. So you must be thinking of the one title game they won, which I think was against Houston, but I don't
know. That must be it then.
I think UVA was really good back then. Like, Ralph Sampson was 7'5". There's a lot going on.
He's still that.
Yeah, that's true. Mike is in D.C. What's up, Mike? What's the memory for you?
Oh, for me, I grew up in southern Ohio, which is in the shadows of University of Kentucky.
Okay.
I'm an old guy. I remember when Adolph Rupp would not have any black ball players, and they wore all white uniforms. And they lost to an all-black team, Texas. I believe it was called Texas El Paso at the time. That, for me, was the greatest memory.
That's pretty cool. That game was at Cole Fieldhouse, I believe, in Maryland.
That's a shot.
I mean, you talk about inception points. Thank you for the call, sir. You talk about inception points and life-changing.
Uh-huh.
I bet old Adolph Rupp started adjusting his recruiting policies.
Yeah. Just like old Bear Bryant did in Alabama.
Yo, I don't want to call it a trend, but dude's named Adolph, a little suspect, man. I can't imagine there's many kids with getting that name anymore.
I know one brother named Adolph. I'm like, dude, what's your problem?
You know a black dude named Adolph?
Wow. Yes, one of Kelvin Bryant's buddies.
Deb from the chat. All right, Deb always watches on the YouTube.
That was 1984.
When Georgetown won it?
Yeah.
Who'd they beat? Houston? Five slam-a-jamma?
Yeah, not opening up.
All right, let's get Deb from the chat on. Hello, Deb. What's the one you remember most? How are you?
I'm good. This is going to date me a little bit, but my most memorable moment was watching Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. I asked my parents if I could stay up past my bedtime because I was in middle school. My mom said, I don't think so. And my dad said, absolutely you can.
That's great.
And I've been hooked on the NCAA tournament ever since.
That was 79, so, right?
I think that's what it was.
I believe it was. Well, thanks for calling, Deb. Great to hear from you.
All right, good.
You weren't born, huh, Jay?
I was not born. My sister was, although she was born in April. So
I was 11.
Dog, think about what a gangster Larry Bird is. You know Bobby Knight recruited him. And the way I understand it, maybe I'm inaccurate here, but I believe I'm not. So Larry Bird went to Indiana for like a week. Like he was going to Indiana. And Bobby Knight was Bobby Knight. And callous, I think, is a fair way to term him. And I think Larry said, bleep you, dog, and went to Indiana State, which was like a little nothing burger,
and took him to the
finals. Took him to the finals. Imagine what the – you know, nowadays, I hate – I heard a buddy of mine, like a kid I know, seventh grade kid, was going to change his basketball team because he needed more pieces around him. Dog, you're 13. Be the piece. But
not even 13, hell.
I hate LeBron. Not that there weren't super teams before. I'm not trying to get into the debate. But when LeBron talked about needing pieces around him, I hate that mindset. Like, you know who didn't talk about that at all? Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
When he's throwing a Diami and OZ, right?
MJ.
And so think about what Larry Bird's pieces were at Indiana State, and they got to a final.
Know what the piece was? Him.
Larry.
Larry said, you know what? We're going to win this thing. Man, how? We don't have enough peace. You got me, damn it. That's all that matters.
Let's go to Zach down in North Carolina listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Zach?
What's up, guys? My favorite moment is I actually work for High Point University, and I work for the basketball team. And
oh,
I got
awesome.
To be front hand on the bench yesterday, which was really cool.
That's cool,
good stuff,
man. Good
man.
For you. Congrats to High Point.
They had a good year, though, brother. They had a good year.
Was that their first ever tournament?
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was our first ever tourney.
Very cool,
good
man.
Stuff,
very
man.
Cool. Congratulations.
Good stuff. All right.
That college is gorgeous, by the way.
He got a lot of money in High Point, though.
I mean, that old furniture money, baby.
Furniture money, baby.
Dude, so yesterday I had the pleasure of meeting a woman, Rashauna Hamilton. Rashauna was on the panel with us, and she's a VP over with the Spirit. And she told us that she played basketball at George Mason.
Uh-huh.
And I want to shout out the Patriots. The ladies team at George Mason has their first ever tournament this year.
Wow.
I think they play tomorrow.
Good stuff.
I love that kind of stuff.
Good stuff.
All right, let's keep these phones going. Crank, my guy.
Crank, what's up, bro?
Crank in D.C., what's up?
Fellas, what's up, fellas? Hey, look, my number one moment got to be when Randolph Childress hit my man Jeff McGinnis with a smooth crossover. Dropped him, waved to him, come in. Hit the jump shot and had Dean Smith on the sideline livid. I'm talking about Dean Smith was losing his mind. Talking about he's taunting. Man, I will never forget that crossover.
Yeah,
he was crossover too.
Yo,
that was truly gangster. That
was truly gangster. I believe Childress is a local guy. He went to Flint Hill. He was born in the city.
That's gangster right there.
I do though. Crank, you still there? Or you gone? All right, Crank is gone. I don't want to burst Crank's bubble. And we'll have to go to the videotape to confirm this. I think that was an ACC tournament game and not an NCAA tournament game.
It's NCAA.
I think that's when Wake won an ACC title.
That was gangster, bro.
Somebody confirm or deny that. You can tweet me, or I'm sure White Brian will look it up. But that was vicious.
Yes.
Let's go to – I don't want to go to line five. You got to call for line five because I can't call for that. I'm going to have a very hard time with this call.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
All right, let's go line five. AP and Fort Meade.
Hey, what's going on, B-Miss?
What up, man?
AP, I don't like this call. I want to be clear about this.
Why is that? Why is that, JP?
Go ahead.
What'd I do?
Go ahead.
All right, so I'm a diehard Maryland Terror fan. It broke my heart when
So why would you call in with this joint?
because the very next year
we won the title,
to the finals, right? And we beat Indiana.
Tell everybody what happened in 01.
So, yeah, you know, we lost to Duke. We were up big, man. We were up big, and we let them come back and beat us. And I was in middle school then, and my stepdad at the time, you know, he was just throwing it in my face. And I'm like, ain't you a Maryland fan? Like, mind you, I'm a teenager. I never wanted to fight somebody so much in my life, because that's how bad it hurt me to lose to Duke. Because, you know, who wants to lose to Duke, especially if you're a Maryland fan? But, you know,
yo, they were up. They were up 20.
We were up big.
Yeah.
Yes. And just to lose in that fashion, it broke
my heart.
Now, let's
be clear. We got completely hosed by the refs in that game. Carlos Boozer, they called a charge on Lonnie. They called a charge on Lonnie Baxter, who I love Lonnie. He is a great dude. Go buy a car from him. Follow him on Instagram. Lonnie is one of the best dudes in the world. They called a charge. Mm-hmm. That was so obviously a block. And I'm still pissed about it, and I did riot that night. Dang. Just so everybody's aware, I was a sophomore in college.
Hey, and before I go, like, I mean, just looking back at that roster we had: Drew Nicholas, Juan Dixon, Steve Blake, Chris Wilcox, who I think prematurely went to the NBA. I thought he should have probably stuck around, because maybe
who's my guy that transferred to Notre Dame? He's a Long Island guy, the white dude. How am I blanking his name? I know him well.
Cannon Manley?
Who was the white dude on the 01 team that transferred to Notre Dame? He was a McDonald's All-American. Danny,
I don't know.
All right, we'll find that out. Danny Miller, maybe. Maybe Danny Miller. All right, AP.
Yeah, I think it was Miller. Yeah,
I think it was Danny Miller. So Danny transferred out, and then Mouton transferred in the next year. They win a ring.
Yeah, Mouton. He was key in that run.
AP, I'm a fan of yours. You've called before. I appreciate you. I do not appreciate this phone call. I just want you to know that.
Hey, I appreciate that.
He was telling you he's a Maryland fan. It was just how they worded it. They wanted to get you pissed off. They knew what to piss you off.
Give Rouye. You got a second? Danny Rouye just walked in. We're going to give him a headset, and we're going to surprise him with this question. Danny Rouye, of course, you can listen to him and Grant coming up at 2 o'clock. Danny, hoo-hoo. Your favorite NCAA tournament memory?
Favorite. I could go a million of these things. Princeton upsetting UCLA back in the day. We're just running 1,000 back doors. Everyone knew it was coming.
Oh, nothing but back doors.
Tyus Edney going coast to coast.
That was wild.
Missouri. Favorite is so hard to pick just because I've always loved this thing so much. It's always such a special part of my gig. It would probably be Georgetown winning it. So that's my first time I got hooked on it. Because I think I'm a year or two older than you.
See, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. I mean,
84?
Yeah, because they'd been so close.
But that was Houston, right?
Yeah,
when they started the game, Pat Ewing was blocking everything.
Yeah, so even
goaltending like hell.
The message was sent.
And
like,
that was Olajuwon on that. That was Olajuwon and Drexler?
Yeah, the superstars.
Five slammer jammer.
Because it had been, you know, I was so young before that when they lost and to Georgetown with the Fred Brown play or whatever and that the bastards from Villanova.
Right? Yeah.
years later, in fact, Fred Brown coached at Episcopal. Seemed like a very nice man. A rival to St. Albans School for Boys, as you know.
Sure.
And so when, you know, during timeouts.
These are the fancy schools.
Yeah, they're fancy.
The Catholics can't afford that stuff.
I know. During timeouts or downtimes, we would just occasionally chant sometimes, just out of nowhere, apropos of nothing, "Were these open?" Which was tough. We got a couple mean glares from Mr. Brown.
Big game, James.
Yeah. So I felt bad for Fred. But
when I was in Maryland, we chanted some stuff. But
there were some things said.
We can't say most of that on the radio.
Right.
you root for the Terps too, though, don't you?
I did.
Oh, your dad liked them, right?
Well, I used to growing up, and I've got something in the chamber for it that I heard at the top of the show that you were talking about this morning.
By the way,
a lot of respect. I will not, because I don't know anyone over there.
Yeah.
And, like, you might have to show your face. Both my parents went there. I grew up loving Maryland. When Maryland decided years ago, you know what? We don't like us. We're going to do something different. I said, okay, well, that's not for me. I like the thing that you were. I get wanting to evolve and wanting to chase football.
It's
things
weird.
Like it.
It's weird because the move to the Big Ten, in hindsight, was brilliant.
Well, financially,
they were just dumb luck, right place, right time.
Sure.
But, yeah, dude, B and I were talking about this earlier. Last week we did a segment, would you rather the Terps win the Big Ten title or get to the Sweet 16? And I said the Sweet 16, and then we talked about it today with Naki, and I asked myself, what if that same question, ACC tournament, I'd probably say ACC tournament.
Right.
Big Ten just doesn't resonate with me.
And it can't. Now, to some kid to young who doesn't know any difference, but you grew up here, you know. That ACC mattered so much. And it was always this cool thing where Maryland was the foil. Because it's a Carolina league.
Totally.
Whether it's Duke, Carolina, NC State, or everybody else, Wake Forest, I'll be down there in the heart of it. But that sort of Tobacco Road corridor, and then Maryland was the turd in the punch bowl. Maryland was the spoiler, and that was kind of our thing, the identity, right? So you have this inherent conflict. I realize I'm just hijacking your segment.
I'm into it.
Well, when you have this inherent conflict going, we declare ourselves a football school, and the results don't match that. And you just keep bleeping that chicken, that viral meme from years ago. You're inevitably going to have these kind of conflicts where if you've got, say, I'm just making up a number, 10 million of NIL and 8's going to the football team and 2's going to basketball, right, where you've had your success.
And that's clearly what Willard's upset about.
You're going to have a conflict. So I'll come back to Kevin Willard in a second. But you've got this sort of inherent problem, and you're fighting a marketplace with a million things to do, a transient community.
That's what Gary's always said.
Yeah, and an NFL team. An NFL team plays
that
7 minutes from the front door.
That sucks all the air out of the room.
Who are the great college programs, top of your head, competing for a national championship every year? You would instantly think of them.
Kentucky, Kansas.
I'm talking about football. Football.
Okay, sure.
Right away.
Bama,
Ohio
Georgia,
State, Bama,
Ohio State,
Penn State, Michigan. What do they all have in common? Little college towns, tier three cities that have nothing else, where the local economy is geared around it.
Yeah.
You can't have that here, period, end of story. It will not happen. You can't make fetch happen. There's no amount of verbiage. The casual fan is not going, you know what I should do? Is go around the Beltway to a Maryland game. You might get one guy one time, but you don't have that base that constantly floods the thing, make you flush with cash.
Yeah, and I think one of the dumbest things they tried to do was they were like, well, we got to be like Penn State, where the whole state roots for them. Or we got to be like Tennessee.
Or this whole region in the state does,
right? Tennessee, all roots for the Vols, right?
Right.
And so they tried to make this Maryland pride and state to state, and the flag showed up everywhere. Keep the turtle, dude.
Right.
People love the script Terps.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the good decisions they made over there, is bringing back the script Terps.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're trying to make a thing that's not going to happen a thing, right? And you're determined to do it, and God bless you. Chase the money. I'm sure they're making more money now than they were in the ACC. That's fine and dandy. That's great. Well, you have this inherent conflict set up, right? So that's that first part. And you're always going to have the push and pull, the fight with the next AD. Kevin Willard, what are you doing, guy?
I think he wanted to force the issue and get Evans out. I'm not mad at Willard.
That's J.P. Finley. I'm Danny Ruye. I am. You got a game, dude.
Yeah.
There's a game. Like,
now,
every
I always
attention.
Point this out.
He loses game, J.P. going to want him out, too.
Oh, Ivy's here.
He going to just move his target.
If Ivy can hear me, I've already said it to CK. If they lose today, I'm not coming to work on Monday, period. This is
me
how it's
neither.
Going down. That's just how that's going to happen.
I love that.
You're too grown for that.
Like, your
team lost. They lost a damn basketball game.
I'm
Bring
sick,
your ass
Brian.
To work. Can,
I am sick.
Can you imagine before your Washington 53 starts the game against Tampa Bay, the last press conference, Dan Quinn's going, we didn't really get a good do a good job acquiring talent.
Now,
we didn't do a good job with our general manager.
I always say, though, is what people always dismiss in these conversations. He got asked about it repeatedly. He's asked, like, when Olamide Zaccheaus talked about Caleb Williams and comparing him to Jaden Daniels, it's because he was asked about it. He's not bringing it up on his own volition.
Sure.
I do think. Now, Lambeau's
you
can
ask the question without going crazy, though.
Sure. I'd be amazing
I think he was
at this.
Forcing the issue.
My attention's on this game. We got a really tough opponent tomorrow, and we're here to play. I owe it to these kids to do that. You want to discuss rumors on your own time, that's just fine. Any questions about the game, that's fine and dandy.
That's a fine question.
Hire me for PR if you need it, K-Dubs. This is such a simple, low-hanging fruit. And he's like, you know what? They wouldn't support us on Christmas. I wanted to stay in a hotel in New York like Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. maybe bump into a couple celebrities. You're bitching about that now?
It's a tough time for it.
There's a basketball game that's a pretty big import.
Today.
In less than 24 hours,
today.
Dude. What on earth are you doing?
Danny Ruye coming in hot.
Oh, I'm so pissed about it.
Oh, let's go.
It's so low. I'm sorry.
I imagine the top of the Grant and Danny program.
You guys have a
serious
show. I made it about myself. And
all we asked for was your favorite NCAA memory.
And we got here. I'm like, you know what else is on my mind? Wind me up.
Phone lines open the rest of the hour. Grant and Danny. Danny's ready to rock. That starts at 2.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.